Hello, you guys. That's right, you got me this week for your intro. And I'm not gonna do anything but ad-lib it because I don't have that much time. Chance is busy. I'm not busy, but I want to be. So you guys can just listen to this intro and hear what we recorded for the podcast. So, yeah, we originally... Dude, you got in the shot.
You said you wanted an ad-lib.
That's true. Well, I was going to say something, and now I forgot. My train of thought is gone, and I'm about halfway through, so let's keep going. Yeah.
Like nails in a chalkboard.
You guys can listen to this and deal with it, because I don't have a clue what I'm doing. This podcast has no direction. JT made fun of me for that just a short while ago. But that's how it is. We don't listen to our listeners. Our listeners listen to us. So, you guys can go ahead and stuff it. Okay, bye. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah. Click. Okay, that was better.
That wasn't bad.
Welcome back to Hold Your Goats podcast.
Is this 55?
I don't know why you keep coming back.
You must really hate yourself if you keep coming back.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's 55.
Yeah, I believe so.
55, yep. So, there's 54 other really crappy episodes that you guys need to catch up on.
Yeah. Yep.
Good thing, good like, July. Good thing, like, the first half of them are, like, 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Or even more than that. I think in the 40s it starts out at, like, an hour.
Yeah, somewhere around 45.
Yeah.
Around there. I don't know.
Right after Chase.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep, that was it. Stupid male 42, and then 43 was... Oh, Chuck, it's face.
Yep.
You get it? Because his name is Chase?
Yeah. I get it. I see the juxtaposition there.
Anywho, yeah. We are back after letting you guys down countlessly.
Countless times.
What do you mean?
Countless times.
It's not an adverb.
Okay.
We weren't gone. We've been posting regularly.
Well, I know, but it's like Wednesday, so we missed 3 days.
Oh. Well, I usually release on Wednesday. I've done Wednesday the last, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, never mind. Suck it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be able to get this out tonight. I probably could.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if I do my quick
Unless
intro.
You want to do an intro, yeah. Yeah.
I could do it. I could do it right after we're done, because I'm not doing anything until, like, 7:30.
That works.
We got Hench and Ian, Hold Your Goats, and Hold Your Goats guests on the podcast today. How you doing?
Pretty good. Feeling alive. Johnny Five alive.
We lost Hold Your Goats. He's missing. MIA.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
He's missing. I was lost, but now I'm found.
Oh, that's good. So, let's just start off with rambling, because that usually gets the ball rolling.
Yeah.
I said that dish soap was a pretty hot topic in this apartment, but only amongst me and JT.
Tide Pods, bro. Have you heard about that?
Of course.
Yeah, that's like the latest one. Aside from
my...
Maybe that's what's happening to our dish soap. somebody's drinking it. That would be pretty funny, actually.
Well, you know, it does, when you look at it, it does look a little bit like Gatorade.
Blue Gatorade.
A little bit, yeah. We should sue them for making it looking too appetizing.
I know, it looks like Jell-O.
There needs to be government regulations against this.
They already started, what did they start doing? Like, locking it up in stores?
Like, how can we expect people to just be smart enough not to eat a detergent?
I don't know.
We need government help.
Me and JT were trying to figure out where it all started, and I guess when we looked it up, it was something to do with, like, Somebody posted an article saying something about, like, more adults have died eating Tide Pods than children this year. So then some kid thought it was funny, and he started, like, mimicking adults eating Tide Pods, and then it, like, it just went out.
Well, then there was, like, the Hot Pockets.
Yeah, somebody made, like, a Hot Pockets meme where, like, they photoshopped in Tide Pods into the Hot Pocket.
Well, I think what happened was a lot of adults with, like, dementia and stuff, elderly people,
that could have been it,
were
too.
Taking these things, thinking they were actual food. And then they died subsequently. And so articles got published on this, and then people were like, what? Adults are eating Tide Pods? And so, you know, they just make these memes and stuff of, like, Hot Pockets full of Tide Pods. And then there are all these Tide Pod challenges.
Yeah, it's a Tide Pod challenge. On all these famous YouTubers are, like, shoving their mouth full of them and breaking them open.
So dumb.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I find it interesting that physicians are asking people not to eat these Tide Pods. Like, I can't believe they actually have to ask us to do it. These are right. Adults we're talking about. These aren't kids. You can understand if kids were doing it, but adults are doing this.
Yeah.
And you just think, do we actually live in a civilized society anymore?
Yeah, my hope for humanity has struggled these last 2 years.
Like, the last 2 years?
Jeez,
mine have for the last, like, 7.
It's been okay. Like, I can always find the silver lining, but, like, Trump gets elected, and my hope for humanity goes down. And then the Roy Moore thing happens, and Alabama surprises me, and I'm like, oh, okay, we got this. We're good. And now people are eating Tide Pods, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we have missing dish soap. So out in our kitchen, you know how I like to avoid not being in there?
Yeah.
Anyway, we have, like, a bottle of dish soap that should last us months cleaning dishes, right?
We bought literally, Patrick bought, like, 2 bottles of dish soap 2 weeks ago, or less than that, actually.
I kid you not. Both of them are gone now.
They've been used entirely.
Like, somebody's pouring it down the drain, somebody's
stashing it somewhere,
drinking it, or somebody's just pouring an ungodly amount of soap on their dishes.
I think that somebody doesn't realize that you have to put water
on the soap
and scrub it to be able to use it and clean something.
Yeah. Maybe if you just cover the whole thing in soap, like, head to toe, and then jump in the shower and let it all wash off.
Shake it dry.
I've done some theorizing, and I've just come to the conclusion that it's either somebody is grossly incompetent when it comes to using dish soap, or they are intentionally throwing away dish soap to create a problem.
Yeah, like to get angry or something because their life is really boring. I wonder how loud we can actually talk about this. Like, because our door is shut. Our door is shut, and you can't really hear us when we're in our room.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, like, we have to watch our mouth a little bit. Probably.
Yeah.
But oh well, it's done. That we got off our chest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's our Tide Pod-related incident.
I guess, I haven't come up with a third theory that somebody could be consuming this stuff.
Yeah, that was that's new. That's new. We have 3 options now.
Somebody saw the Tide Pod meme and was like, I don't have enough money for Tide Pods. I'm going to have to settle with Dawn soap.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 1 million views on Facebook or YouTube.
I'll be a star.
Monetize my video and make money so I can buy more soap.
It's not ad friendly. It won't be ad friendly.
Yeah, they won't definitely put Tide Pod commercials on it. Can you imagine, like, all the YouTubers doing this and that's their advertisement is, like, some detergent?
What are you talking about? Tide should just sponsor this stuff.
I know, right?
Right.
This week's video is brought to you by Tide.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. And then Google, who owns YouTube, is going to buy out Tide Pods or something.
Yeah.
And then Disney will own them. And Disney will make, like, a Disney movie with, like, inanimate objects, kind of like Toy Story. Except for it's, like, a bunch of cleaning supplies. Like, there's a plunger. There's a toilet paper roll. And then there's all the dish soap guys and Tide Pods and, like, toothbrushes. And then it's gonna be called something ridiculous about the bathroom and, like, their journey to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'll just make a Tide Pod movie.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already made the Toy Story. We've already made the
Brave Toaster. whatever. Yeah.
Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Sausage Party, whatever it was.
That's a little darker, though. I mean,
I could see Tide Pod 1 being like Sausage Party.
It'll be like the Magic School Bus, where a Tide Pod journeys through the human body.
Come on, kids! Cruising on down Main Street.
Oh, man. So what dumb. Is it that you dislike the most about public restrooms?
The fact that, like, people don't know how to use them. And then the employees get sick and tired of cleaning up after everybody's messes, so they just off themselves from that job.
Yeah.
They're like, I am done with my life. I hate working at this gas station. I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to ring people up all day and go home and cry.
Yeah.
Wallowing.
What does it take to not flush a public toilet after you've used it?
Or at least not get it everywhere.
Yeah. Or
like what kind of person does that?
I don't know.
They just leave a brown sitting there for the next person?
I was just about
Look
to
what
say
I did.
I was just about to say, I was talking to somebody the other day that said they hover over the toilet, but then I remember it was you.
Yeah, dude.
He's been hovering over the toilet since he was like 5.
Yeah, man.
That's good. I was like telling you, you've got pretty strong thighs or something.
My calves, bro.
Yeah.
My calves are shredded.
I bet. Does it make like...
It's so much more natural.
Does it
just,
make like
it
a...
It feels way better.
Does it make like a huge splash when it falls from that height?
No, it's not that much higher. It's
I know.
Like
I'm just messing.
A few centimeters higher. It's not that high.
Yeah, I know, I'm just messing. That way you don't
it
have
makes
to...
so much more sense, though. Like,
yeah, you don't even have to sit on a cold toilet seat.
Our ancestors weren't sitting to shit. You kidding me?
No, they weren't.
That's not how it works.
Now you don't have to sit on a cold toilet seat that's covered in pee.
Right? You don't know who was sitting there before you.
You don't have to use those, like, toilet seat covers or anything like that.
I've never used the toilet seat cover. They're too complicated. I don't even know what I'm doing with them.
Yeah.
They look simple, but they're not as simple as they should be.
Well, the thought of sitting on a toilet disgusts me now. Like, I'm so much above it.
Yeah.
I don't know, just like, I would freak out if it was warm. Like, I sat down and it was warm, like somebody had just been there. That would not fly.
I don't even know if I think about that. I don't know if I think about that when I sit down. Yeah, that would be pretty bad. I said this to JT, I probably shouldn't say this, but it'll make this really funny thing for the podcast. Our bathroom has one of those bathroom racks above the toilet, you know, that sits over the back of it.
Right.
And you know how, like, we found that marking, the height marking in our room that says, like, this guy was 6'2", and it was, like, 1965, I think?
Yeah.
So this house has been rented for a very long time. Anyway, that bike, that same rack has probably been there since 65, because the legs of it have rust around the toilet, like, if from projectile, like, peeing.
Yeah.
So, like, if it hits the toilet seat and, like, sprays... It hits the legs of the rack.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's rusted. That's how old it is.
And it's a lot of rust. It's not a tiny bit. It's a lot.
I thought that was the funniest thing I ever saw.
Once I saw it, I could not unsee it.
Yeah. I told him about it. And the second we get home, I come into our room, and he goes to the bathroom. And he comes back from the bathroom. And he's like, oh, my gosh. You're right.
Yeah, you're asking if what we don't like about... public bathrooms, but our personal bathroom is worse.
Not worse than the Best Buy one, though. Remember?
I haven't gone to the Best Buy one.
We were at Best Buy, and I was buying some CDs and these headphones, and I was like, hold these, I need to go to the bathroom, because I don't think I could make it back to the house. And I was like, this bathroom is probably better than the bathroom at home anyway, so... And I go in there, and I'm like, I come back out, and nope, the Best Buy bathroom is worse than our apartment bathroom.
That's some stiff competition.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They're really button heads for first place.
It's a race to the
bottom. Are you guys like, do you guys get stage fright at urinals?
JT got stage fright the other day when we were snowboarding.
Well, no, that was because I was caught in the middle of needing to poop at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
And like, you get that feeling of where if you let out the pee, you're going to kind of release what's in your bowels.
Yeah.
So I was afraid to start going pee, and then it started finally coming out. And I was like, okay, I'm good.
But no, I don't really get stage fright ever. I'm always able to go. I probably should go more often than I do, though, because I have a horrible habit of waiting until I get home to go because I don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's probably not good for my health.
Yeah, dude, I can't stand it. If I have to brown, I have to have an empty toilet, like an empty bathroom. Nobody else can be in there.
I find myself doing that, too. Like, if I start going and somebody walks in, I stop, and then I wait for them to finish and leave, and then the bathroom's empty again, and I go again. It's not fun, man. It's just kind of... It's kind of just embarrassing.
Right.
Yeah, that happens to me. I mean, I'll be, like, using a urinal or something, and there'll be people in the bathroom, and you just, like, can't go, and so you stand there for, like, 5 minutes.
These are real problems. Like, these are the real issues we should be talking about.
You know, so all mammals in nature, it takes 20 seconds for all mammals to piss, no matter what size. An elephant down to a mouse, 20 seconds.
That's impressive.
But for humans, it works for humans if you're uninhibited, but with social anxiety and everything, it takes much longer.
I've had some that last, like, 2 minutes. 20 seconds is, like, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know my bladder could hold that much. It probably can't. I think I remember. I can't remember reading it. If it was like 10 ounces or something. I can't remember.
But yeah, I get stage fright real bad. But the worst thing is when you're peeing and then you feel a fart coming on. What do you do? Do you fart at the urinal?
Oh, like when somebody else is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just have to kind of like let it out really slow, easy so that it doesn't.
But what? You know it's gonna be a clap one. You just know it.
Then hold it.
Yeah, you have to, right?
Yeah,
you have to.
But then I can't just let that rip. Where I can crop dust it.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the worst. Because then you have to like stop your stream. Because if you keep peeing, it's just gonna come out.
Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Talking about the real important issues here, you know, first Tide Pods and now...
Well, with our
pee farts.
This is definitely probably one of the weirder topics, but our audience will appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, this is stuff that, like, this is the real stuff. When you get down to the nitty and gritty, this is what it means to be human, is the bodily functions. Bodily functions and... chemical reactions of our brain.
Yes.
We're just a fart in the wind floating through space.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. I feel like I'm more special than a fart.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm insignificant. What is this? A planet for ants? I've been saying a lot of stupid stuff. What was it you compared my... But why male models? What was I saying? Like, something about, like...
saying...
But
isn't it weird how...
Isn't it weird?
I've spent so much time with this girl, and we haven't made out yet. And I was like...
You're like, no. And he just, like, dismissed me. And then I was like, I know, I was just joking with you. But isn't it weird? And I repeated myself. I was like, isn't it weird? Oh, no, I'm just joking. But isn't it weird?
And then I started making fun of him.
And then he's like... He just started laughing. He's like, but why male models? And then I was like, oh, I see. Uh-oh.
That's awesome. What was that?
It didn't crack. I need to get a case for that. My phone just jumped off and committed suicide.
Oh, damn. You don't have a case for it yet? What are you doing with your life, man?
Who, me?
Yeah, you need a case for your phone, bro.
Oh, I was like, oh, nothing much. I'm just going to school. I thought you were really asking me.
Yeah, small talk to the podcast.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's one thing that makes my eyes just roll into the back of my head is you just start class for the semester, and then like the teacher says, okay, now everybody go around the room, and we're going to introduce ourselves, tell your name and what your major is.
What was it you said your response was? And then it was a pretty good response.
What was it?
Because we had to do one at church, too, and I was like, yeah, I'm Ian, and they were saying something like...
Oh, they asked us, like...
Say something
that you're recovering from.
Like you're recovering from, like, as an addiction. So people were saying stupid stuff, like, I'm recovering from eating pizza, and, like, all this stupid stuff, like, oh, I need to be on a diet. So when it comes to me and JT, I can't remember what you said.
I just said, I'm recovering from that Taco Bell I ate last night.
Yeah, that's what it was. So that was a pretty good one. And then I said, I'm recovering from the city of Logan who kicked me out of my house.
wait, let me
And then
go
everybody
first.
Was like, ooh.
Yeah. My name is Fuck You, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that would have gone really well. But no, JT, I can't remember. He had a good one from a class, because it was in a class you did as well.
What was it?
Were they asking you, like, what your major is or something? What are you studying?
Yeah, it was something like, I don't remember.
You said something
it was like
about
a major
philosophy.
In using big words that nobody understands.
Big words.
But I also don't understand them, so I just use them to sound smarter.
More smart.
More smarter.
Just kidding.
I'm more smarter now.
I'm more intelligenter.
I am smart. S-M-R-T.
Yep.
I mean S-M-A-R-T. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
So yeah, we got that. Introduce ourselves, clap your hands, and then move on down to the next person. So
yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
And then forget
it's
what
kinda,
they said 2 seconds
right?
later. What a
it's
giant
like
the, waste of time.
One of the biggest problems I have with the education system is it's so much focused on how important it is that you're an individual, because that's a lie. It's just
what do you mean
that part of it doesn't matter? Like just introductions and like, oh, get to know each other.
Like
that's not important. We're here to learn something, not like
yeah. Teach me. I'm gonna leave. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop wasting my time.
Because I was gonna say that. Contemporary education, especially higher education, is kind of destroying the idea of the individual.
Somewhat.
Because
it's all social, like group
well, it should.
Thinking.
Well, no, because it teaches students just purely instrumental education. Get this degree so you can get this job, so you can make money, you know, get a nice, I don't know, 80,000 a year salary or something. And it doesn't teach students to...
8,000 or 80?
80,000.
Oh, I heard 8. That's about what I make.
I mean, you know, and that's what a lot of students are demanding, because they're paying gobs of money to get into this education system that they want to get something out of it.
Right.
But I feel like students are just taught how to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
And not really kind of fulfill any sort of intellectual cultivation or something like that. So that's kind of one of my problems that I have with contemporary education.
That's fair.
I have a problem
with... I just
with...
think it's... Oh, go ahead.
No, 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 you. I insist. No, you, sir.
I just think it's just, like, it's too much focus on, like, too much individualism. Like, it's you focus on yourself. You progress yourself. You're not progressing the ideas. It's just your... I don't know. Like, no progress gets made that way. If you, like, really want to go in-depth in a field, but I guess that's more, like, grad program stuff when you're doing more research.
You're saying, like, work as a team kind of thing? Team effort?
No, just, like, you have to remove yourself from the equation, pretty much.
Huh.
To get work done.
I kind of like what you're saying earlier, though. That's what I was going to kind of piggyback off of, is I'm sick of all the people that are, like, thinking they're special and, like, you're not. It's... Just be part of the thing, you know?
You're a special little snowman.
Yeah.
Exactly, because too many people today feel like, I have the right to not be offended. I am special.
Right.
I need my safe space away from home.
I need feminism because 4chan gave me PTSD.
Yeah. I guess that was a thing.
I stood with feminists until it stopped being about equality.
Right?
And then it just kind of fell apart. And
I thought of the word feminism as a positive thing before...
Right, like respect women.
Like, yeah, in high school even. Like in high school, like, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Anyway, back in high school, feminism didn't have, like, a negative feeling. And now
right.
it's like, it's... And now I hear feminism and I just, like, I get the chills. It's just like, ugh.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you gotta wear the pussy hats. You gotta fight the patriarchy. Just all this weird stuff. It's gotten way too radical.
I found it interesting what Ben Shapiro was saying about how the left embraces feminism, but at the same time they're embracing transgenderism. So Hillary Clinton, in one sentence, will say something to the feminists empowering women, and then she'll say that transgender women are so brave, and you know, and then she says, and that's why we need a woman president. Well, if they're equal, if a transgender woman is equal compared to like a man or a woman, you know, then like why are you saying we need a woman president?
Right. Like, can we just go back to having qualified presidents now?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. if you really want to trigger somebody, you should say something about like, what is the phrase? Have the best qualified person for the job or something like that. Yeah. Isn't that the phrase that they get triggered by?
Yeah,
something like, let's hire the most qualified person for the job. They get so triggered because they're like, well, what about women? Or what about minorities? Or,
well, it's like, you're the one saying that women aren't the best suited for it. Like, you're straw-manning, basically. It's really dumb. Like, it's just stupid. Like, if a woman was qualified for it, she'd get the job. You know, it's not, like, sexist or anything.
Right.
And women do qualify for it. Yeah, you don't have to just employ women because you need diversity.
If 10 men apply for the... Look at all those ifs. You could see them on Audacity. If. That's funny. But if a man, 10 men apply for a job and two or three women apply for a job, it's not saying that those women are unqualified if a man gets it. It's just there's a higher probability that a qualified man gets it over the women just by sheer numbers even.
Well, part of the problem, because I'm not trying to negate, you know, historical sexism or anything like that, but part of the problem is that we think that statistical disparity necessarily means inequality or discrimination or something like that.
Which is a horrible, misinterpretation.
It's not the people giving the jobs, it's the people applying.
Right.
Like, if you want to see change, then you need to start programs that give women motivation to go into those fields.
Right.
Like, you need to increase the pool size. You need to increase more women applying for the job.
But part of, like, contemporary gender theory is that...
Oh, you found your dongle. Never mind.
Part of this theory is that they're trying to deconstruct certain norms that have been ascribed to both men and women. So, you know, some of the norms associated with men is that we're, I guess... more interested in, like, technical jobs or anything like that.
Laborious.
Hard labor, stuff like that. And that women are more associated with caring jobs.
Education.
Like, yeah, education, nursing, etc. And they try and state that, you know, these differences are cultural differences that have just been kind of perpetuated throughout time and that we need to kind of deconstruct them.
Since the dawn of man.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go against the grain after how many years of existing? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Like, for example, there's an overwhelming number of men compared to women in engineering jobs. And so some might say, well, it's because men are more interested in that kind of stuff.
Right, not to say that women don't get into it, because my aunt is a... What is it? She's a physicist that works at Raytheon. So she works for the government.
But... certain gender theorists say that, no, you know, women aren't participating in this because we've created this culture. The patriarchy has told them that...
That makes it too hard for them to get into it.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't pursue it. And gets them down. It's Big Brother.
Right.
Well,
why couldn't we have called it Big Sister? It has to be Big Brother, right?
Did you just assume
Orwell
his gender?
Was sexist. Dang it, Orwell.
But,
You
know, it's just kind of, people are trying to deconstruct the inherent differences between men and women, because they say that there are no inherent differences, that we've just created them through our culture.
Right, that's a social construct kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, post-modernity.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that, well, it's a bell curve, right? That the tendencies of one gender to act certain ways and the other to go a different way. It's a bell curve. There's people at either end of the spectrum, but
it's a wide range.
Like, it is, yeah. And, like, it's not a hard definition. Like, I don't know. I think it was a cultural thing. Like, back when people were, like, really homophobic, guys couldn't, like, little boys, they wouldn't let them play with, like, dolls and shit.
Right.
Because they were like, oh, I'm not having a gay son. And they just, like, you know, that kind of thing.
He has to have G.I. Joes, not Barbies.
Right.
Even though they're made of the same freaking thing. That kind of thinking did exist,
but that's not the sole purpose of why there's wage gap or whatever. Even that's not even real. Yeah. Wage gap is bullshit.
Well, you know, I mean, I should correct myself and not say that there are no cultural influences that kind of affect the character of both men and women, because I think that is true.
Yeah.
You know, and it can be harmful. Like, for example, there's an overwhelming majority of men to women in suicides and mental health issues.
Right.
And part of that is associated with the expectations that are placed on men. Like,
they are responsible for everything financially. Yeah. And
exactly. And it's an overwhelming demand on men. And it's, you know, that's kind of a cultural it's more stress. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then women are expected to be, you know, sexier or something. They have to have the right
more caring or nurturing.
Yeah.
And
So those are kind of cultural elements that I think are harmful. But for the most part, certain affinities that men and women have, I think those are just inherent to men and women.
I think that there are definitely roles played, depending on whether or not you're a man or a woman, that are good. They're beneficial. And they're almost like, it's almost like they come out of nature, you know? In the nature of man, there's this, and in the nature of women, there's another thing. But some people are like...
Well, it all swings on estrogen and testosterone, really.
Somewhat, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Testosterone makes you more aggressive, so guys just tend to be more aggressive.
Right.
Although, and actually... That drives a lot of things. That drives ambition. That drives really hard work ethic. That's why they're willing to work on, like, oil rigs and high-paying jobs, because they're really risky and very dangerous.
Yeah, my dad tells me, like, almost every day, if he gets instructions from a guy on his crew down in Texas that's, like, missing 3 or 4 fingers, he says he doesn't do it his way. He's like, yeah, if I do things his way, I'm going to end up like him with 4 or 3 missing fingers. Or guys that have no teeth because they were wrenching away at something and spinning the wrench around, and all of a sudden it comes and whacks them in the mouth and knocks their teeth out.
No.
Dang. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Men definitely take higher risk jobs.
Right. Not to say that women can't be adrenaline junkies and, you know, like that. It happens across the board. People have different...
And some men are just effeminate.
Yeah, my dad's worked with women down in Texas, too.
But I think it's just ridiculous that we're trying to deconstruct these intrinsic characteristics respective to men and women.
I just don't see it as a bad thing. Like, women can be nurturing, caring, and just naturally, like, the way they are. And it's a good thing for men to be at service, you know, to serve and kind of take up that role of protector or caregiver or whatever you want to call it.
Although, you know, part of this problem of people trying to abolish the disparity between men and women in terms of, like, jobs occupied and engineering and what have you, it stems from this belief that your career, your job, your position is what makes you valuable as a human being, or that your career is kind of the end of your existence. That once you get to a certain position in a company, CEO or whatever, you are, like, the highest position you can get in life. And I don't think that's true. That's not what that's what being a human being consists in.
Right.
But people think that that is what it consists in. And I think that's why
that's their end goal.
Education.
That's their end goal.
That's definitely how the society's been structured.
Yeah, I think that's why instrumental education, like education that teaches people to do a certain job, is so popular. It's because people think that the job you have, the career you have, is the teleological end of your existence.
Yeah, I like that too, because the most important things you learn in school aren't things that you necessarily grab from a book or from a teacher, you know?
Right.
Or from instruction. It's kind of like a social interactions you learn. You don't necessarily have a class on how to behave, right?
Well, Well, think of Japan. Japan is one of the least happy nation, most unhappy nations
in the world. And they have a ton of school hours, like most of the
school
day.
School hours. Well, and work hours. People are literally working themselves to death there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Zach was telling me about that when he went to Japan recently. He said that, like, they have to force people to go home from work because they have been there from, like, dawn
to
dusk.
And they force them to take, like, a break where they go and get drinks, too, to try and reduce stress.
And then you mentioned that they have, like, safety nets outside the buildings because people are jumping out the windows.
Well, that's in sweatshops in, like, China.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, similar situation. Not necessarily Japan, but...
But even so, that kind of culture is somewhat seen in America, is in that people obsess over their jobs, or, you know, they think that the good life consists in the kind of job you have or how much money you make.
Right.
And we see a massive amount of mental health issues in America right now. People are just kind of miserable.
Right.
Antidepressants are being marketed like crazy. And I think, I mean, I don't have any, like, statistical evidence to show this, but...
speculation.
I think it has... Yeah, I'm speculating that it has something to do with kind of this cult of careerism. That, you know, the kind of job you have is what matters most. How much money you make.
Your tax bracket.
I really like what we mentioned on the last episode about, like, happiness. People are trying to obtain it, even though, like, it's just a... What were we saying? Like, some kind of... It's like a state of being. As long as you're living, and you're alive, and you're experiencing, that's what makes people happy. You can be happy in a miserable situation. It's kind of like a choice. Just recognize, like, the experience your life is, you know? Just good and bad.
Well, and really, happy is, like, almost a mislabel of it. It's like being fulfilled.
Yeah.
Feeling like you have a sense of purpose. That's a more... beneficial state to be in.
Yeah. Happy's kind of... what's the word I'm looking for?
Because happiness comes and goes, you know? Like, you hear a good joke, you're happy for a few seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard to... Happy is more of like a ecstatic kind of manic thing.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It's a limiting word. It's not... It doesn't quite cover what we're trying to...
It's a pretty broad generalization.
Yeah, I'm breathing, I'm seeing, I'm experiencing, I'm smelling, I'm tasting, I'm sweating.
I love my Tide Pods.
Yeah. I love my Tide Pods. I love how they taste.
They bring me joy.
Very nutritious.
I gotta take my daily hit of memes.
Yeah, my daily dosage of memes. If I don't do that, I don't know what I would do with myself.
Yeah.
Our internet got down to 1 megabit per second the other day. And it got down into the kilobytes per second.
Wow.
It was like 800, 900, below one.
Dang. That's pretty nice.
And then all of a sudden, around 11 o'clock when everybody went to bed, I'm still on my computer, and I run another check, and it went back up to like 20 or 30. Was it like, well, I can't remember.
Yeah. It's still really bad. We have terrible internet here.
Yeah, right now, I keep watching Discord, and my voice-connected thing will go green, yellow, and red, like, every five minutes.
Yeah, you guys have been cutting out a little bit, but I've been able to follow the conversation well enough to know where we're at.
a tiny bit with you as well, but it's only been brief, and usually you're still talking by the time it connects so we can piece it together.
Yeah.
You hear that, or is it through my phone on the data?
I mean, they're just fine.
Oh. Well, I've been hearing you cut out. Maybe it's just my computer, because I'm using my phone for him, and maybe that's using my awesome Verizon service.
4G LTE network?
Almost. Not in Logan. But dang it, I gotta have my internet.
Right.
Or else.
Yeah, or else.
I have the right to internet. Yeah, and the right to not be offended. and the right to oppress people who offend me.
Did you watch that video I sent to you the other day?
Remind me, I might have.
The Psychic Pebbles?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Oh,
it's so good. So there's this guy
Have you seen the original?
I watched the original right after, yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's so
good. Who do you side with on that? It's kind of like, you don't know the whole story.
The guy, for sure.
Yeah, you don't know the whole story, but from what you could see, I would side with the driver, definitely. So there's this right. Uber driver, or cab driver, or something.
Oh, and, is this the lady who starts getting after him because he has the hula dancer on his...
No. That's a different one. This one... He's driving her to her destination, and she's like, where am I? And he's like, you're at the hospital. This is where the pin is, and get out of my car. And he's, like, trying to get her out. And he keeps yelling, get out of my car! Here's the link. The guy who animates, what is it? Coney 2012? And Hellbenders?
Yeah, I know Psychic Pebbles.
Yeah, Psychic Pebbles did this video of it. If I play it, he won't be able to hear it, but... Actually, if you play it on the phone, you'll be able to hear it. But anyway, basically, that's what he did. He animated this garbage. I'll let JT listen to that while we talk. But yeah, for those of you who are on the podcast, though, and listening, basically it's this guy gets mad at this girl who's Uber driving for, whatever. And she just is giving him crap. Like, she's... I don't know if... I can't really tell if she's Hispanic or not. But she sounds kind of... like that. She's like, where am I, sir? I'm asking you kindly, where am I? And he's like, get out of my car. And he's just trying to get her out of his car because he's at the destination. And she just keeps asking, where you're at the hospital, because she was going to the emergency room or something stupid like that. A passerby asks her, like, or she asks somebody walking on the sidewalk, like, excuse me, where is the emergency room? And the guy's like, it's on the other side of the building. And basically, she won't get out of his freaking car and walk around the building. She's like,
yeah,
what the heck is that?
His responsibility as the driver to know where she's supposed to go.
Right. I mean, he got a pin from the app, obviously, but, like, come on. Like, he's got places to be, things to do. Don't be a turd.
Yeah.
I guess that's better than the cab drivers that got really mad at Uber when... Did you ever hear about that?
No.
In Chihuahua, Mexico, where I was at, when Uber came out, there was a ton of Uber drivers in the city, and the cab drivers were like twice as expensive.
Huh.
So everybody started using Uber, and the cab drivers had like some kind of revolt, and they got really, really angry. So then, what they did was they started calling Ubers, right? And the Uber would go to a destination to pick somebody up. And when they would get there, they would, like, beat up the Uber driver and, like, break off their mirror hit their car with, like, pipes and wrenches and stuff. Yeah, it was, like, scary dangerous.
That's
so that was happening in Mexico. All the Uber drivers were getting beat up by cab drivers, and the cab drivers were pissed.
That's bonkers.
I know, right?
Anyway. Kind of makes sense, though. I mean, they're taking the business.
but still, like, to react in that manner, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little drastic. For sure. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. We might have to call it here, guys. I got to...
All right.
Duty calls.
You got to go doo-doo?
Not the brown kind.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe me and JT could finish this up, but we'll see you. Should I keep recording, or should we just keep it off?
We're keep 44 recording... minutes. Maybe just do, like, a separate one, like, stop this one and then start a new one, and I can just attach it to the end of it once I splice our two audios together.
Okay.
If that makes sense. It would just make my job easier, pretty much.
Well, we could do, like, a quick 15-minute thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just leave it as it is, and they can deal with 45 minutes.
Either
deal
way,
with it.
It's up to you guys. Yeah.
Deal with it.
You can, if you guys want to keep going, you can, but after I get off, we should stop it and... It'll just make my job easier, splicing them together.
Well, I don't like our viewers anyway, so they can they could stuff it. Say, stuff it. Stuff it, viewers. All right, I'm stopping.
All right.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle. I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. Like rare Pokemon. Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle. I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us.